Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Today is the second Sunday after Pentecost. The scripture reading is taken from Mark's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 20 through 35. I will be reading from the New International Version of the Holy Bible. Hear the word of the Lord. When Jesus entered the house and the crowd gathered so that he had his disciples were not, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, by the prince of demons. He is driving out demons." So Jesus called them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can rob his house. I tell you the truth, all the sins and blasphemies of men will be forgiven them, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin. He said this because they were saying he has an evil spirit. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." The word of the Lord. Now we will listen to a song entitled "My Jesus" by Ann Wilson.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. Years until the past to disappear. Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus and all the wrong turns that you would go undo if you could. Who can work it out for your good? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Tell you about my Jesus. Oh, he makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about
has been read for your hearing, understanding, and application. Let us have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my Redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I want to lift up verses 31 through 35. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." My subject today is in the form of a question. Will the real family of Jesus stand up? Today, for those who have a supportive and loving family, whether biological, surrogate, or adoptive, that is a genuine blessing. But these kinds of cohesive families are rapidly becoming a thing or entity of the past due to single-parent households from the onset, single-parent households due to divorce, and inevitably due to death. However, there's a family where there's love and support available for all and for and everyone. A family where the relationships never need to come to an end. We're talking about the family of God through Jesus Christ. We're talking about God's family who executes God's will through his son, Jesus the Christ. We are not talking about Jesus' physical family, his mother Mary and stepfather Joseph, nor are we talking about his brothers, James, Joseph, Judas, Simon and his sisters. The Bible tells us that at the age of 12, Jesus knew who his real father was in Luke 2:48-49. Do you know who your real father is? Yes, Jesus loved his physical family. John 19:26-27. But do you understand that Jesus was the first and only Christian in his family? It may have been difficult for family members to be a witness for Jesus. They may not have fully understood his ministry and may have been somewhat less committed to Jesus' ministry. Did your friends and family understand you when you explained or tried to tell them about your conversion to newly committed to Christianity? Did they understand that? So, was Jesus' real family standing up on the outside? Jesus looked at the people seated around him and in no uncertain terms stated that, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." We don't know, but perhaps Jesus could have been thinking to himself, "Will my real family please stand up?" As it is with many of us today, though we have prayed and perhaps wish it were not true, but many of our biological family members come before us as imposters. I recall in my younger years watching a TV show called To Tell the Truth. There were three contestants, two of them who were imposters. They faced a panel of four judges who asked a series of probing questions in an attempt to determine who was the truthful contestant. When the period of questioning ended, the show host would ask something like, "Will the real John Q. Public please stand up?" The two imposters, of course, had no choice but to remain seated. That is to say, if the question is asked to us, "Will the real family of Jesus stand up?" Needless to say, I want to be counted and numbered with those who are standing. Will you be counted and numbered among those standing? Those who do the will of the Father are Jesus' real family. His disciples who walked with him in biblical times. You are disciples nowadays, walking, proclaiming, teaching, and applying God's word in your daily lives. Each of us are truly blessed. We are the true family of Jesus. We are his spiritual family, and for that reason, he will recognize us. When we recognize God as our Father, he hears our prayers. He provides our needs. Our sins are forgiven. He delivers us from temptation and from the hands of Satan. He gave us Jesus, who is our brother, and recognizes us as his brother and sisters and mother. Jesus makes intercession for us. He provided the Holy Spirit for us to help us and to give us strength to humble ourselves before God so that we are able to live a Christian life. It is literally impossible to list the numerous blessings that God through Jesus Christ has bestowed upon us. Every Christian living and dead is a member of the family of Jesus. Biological family ties are cut off at death, Romans 7:2. Jesus' spiritual family looks forward to an eternal life. The real family of Jesus is composed of countless numbers of souls This was made possible by the unconditional love of God, His grace, and His mercies. Don't you want to be a part of God's redemptive plan in Jesus Christ? The real family of Jesus is available to all, available to those who are willing to receive Him through faith and baptism, available to those who are born again of water and of the Spirit. Membership into the real family of Jesus is possible through the obedience to execute the will of God, Mark 3 and 35. Don't you want to be a member of the real family of Jesus? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, You are almighty and everlasting. We have not always recognized You as our real Father for one reason or another. Thank You for realizing this and for Your unconditional love, making it possible for us to become knowledgeable of who You are. We are thankful for Your redemptive plan through Jesus, that we may become members of Your spiritual family. Thank You as You have turned and tuned our hearts to cause us to be obedient and doing Your will, O God. Thank You for forgiving us our misdeeds. We pray for the lost and those who are perishing because they lack knowledge of You. Quicken their spirits, Lord, and let them understand that the spiritual family of God through Jesus Christ is available to everyone and that salvation is free. It's in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled Peace in Christ by 5-year-old Claire Ryan Crosby and Dad.
Hope storms of life,
when there's no peace on earth,
there is peace in Christ.
When there's no peace on earth, there is peace in Christ.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. Chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.